The gallows pole. The sad. So, Iron Maiden, I just showed Kara a picture of what an Iron Maiden torture device is.
Yeah, I didn't know that's what those were called.
Yeah. And, you know, I was talking about that picture. Who'd you say that was on the front? That ugly-looking skeleton face kind of thing?
Their mascot.
Oh.
Yeah, Eddie.
Yeah. Well, Eddie and his Iron Maiden thing. I wouldn't want to hang out with that dude. So, like, you really want to go stand in one of those and try it out, or what?
No, I'm good.
I wouldn't either. You know, from what I understand, the reason why it's a torture deal is you're not going to die instantly when you go in there. You're going to suffer.
But you would want to after all that.
Yeah, that stinks, man. Who would think of that anyway? Really, they're getting ready to put somebody in one there. That's terrible. Anyway, that's just a little trivia. What an Iron Maiden is. Go look it up, folks. I'll send a link into the super chat. I'll send a link into a pictures of what an Iron Maiden looks like. So, there you go. Anyway, so where are we going from there?
We're going to go to Lonely Train by Blackstone Cherry.
Lonely Train by Blackstone Cherry. That sounds interesting. I think I watched a portion of the video on that one.
Oh, I haven't seen the video.
All right, here we go.
Big train rolling down the line makes me lonely. Sometimes I wish to ride away. Sometimes I want to ride away. Fly away. Sometimes I want to fly away. But you can't judge a book looking at the cover. You can't love someone. Don't have to win another. No, you can't win a war. Fighting with your brother. You wanna have peace. Gotta love one another. Sometimes I wish to run away. Sometimes I want to run away. But you can't judge a book looking out the cover. You can't love someone for messing with another. No, you can't win a war fighting with your brother.
just reading Angeline's comment. Hey, man, what's the torture tubes? That's kind of weird furniture for the house, question mark. I wouldn't want one of those in my house.
I was going to say, but I mean, at least if you use it in the house, it's a functioning piece of furniture.
Yeah, but what if somebody's like decides they want to play hide and seek and then it's kind of dark in there and they run in there real quick and slam the door?
Oh, that's bad.
That'd be unfortunate. Nah, it's better you don't even have that in your house.
Yeah.
You're like, why you got that, man? Just in case you show up. What? I'm leaving. Bye. I don't know. I wouldn't want one in my house. So anyway, where are we going?
We're going to Down by Stone Temple Pilots.
Down by Stone Temple Pilots. Has this song got any meaning or significance, or it's just a good song?
I'm sure it does.
But it's just a good song. I always get the same answer. Every once in a while, you've got something written down about
yeah.
it. About the, you know, band or you know, that. But it's just a good song, so. Alright, it's just a good song, folks. Here it comes. You want to be put on the rack so you can become taller?
No, I just said I was always interested in the rack.
you didn't want to, like, get in it for...
No.
You know, well, straighten out your back, and, you know, it was like back before chiropractic was perfected, you know.
Well, that might work.
Well, straighten out your back. You'll be a little taller when it's all said and done.
Just don't get too excited about it.
Yeah, too much is a bad thing. We're going to put Angeling on the rack. What do you think? And Andrews, we'll put them on the rack, too.
Oh, man.
Let's put everybody on the rack. Make them all taller. We'll all be a bunch of tall people running around. What do you think? No?
Yeah, I like it.
All right. Two Dog, you want to be on the rack? All right, we're just asking. Anyway, so where are we going?
We're going to Ignorance is Bliss by Living Color.
Oh, that's probably what they think about my last statement about putting them on the rack. What do you think? All right, here we go. Composting your boots make you grow.
I'm comfortable with my height. It's good.
Yeah. Well, you know, you could actually cheat the scale by putting some of that compost on top of your head. You could stack it up.
Or you could just put some heels on. <call it
good>. Yeah. Anyway, those are some, he called them wellies?
Yeah.
Boots? We had to Google that, by the way. We didn't know what wellies were. All right. So... with that said, moving right along, where are we going?
We're going to When Doves Cry by Prince.
Oh, that's an interesting change in pace. So,
yep.
Here we go.
Ah.
Troy put a picture of a chair that has spikes in every different direction. I said, I'm giving my seat to you.
Yeah, I'm not taking it.
You thank me for it.
Nuh-uh.
Especially if that thing was electrified. Think about that. You sitting in that chair and you can't sit still because of the electricity going zzzz.
I'd be cursing you both for it.
Me and Troy both. And if you ever got out of there, we'd be in a doghouse.
Yeah.
We'd meet the Iron Maiden, wouldn't we?
Or the stretcher, whatever.
The stretcher? Well, I'm already 6'2", so...
Or the rack.
The rack. Well, same thing. It, you know, straighten out your back. So if you got a scoliosis or a, you know, crooked spine or whatever, you straighten it out. Don't pull too hard, though. You'd be two halves of one individual. That's terrible. All right, so where are we going?
We're going to Jambi by Tool.
Jambi the band name, or is the Tool the band name?
Tool is the band name.
What's a Jambi, anyway?
I don't know. I know it was the name of the genie on Pee-wee's Playhouse, and he does say I wish a lot in this
song. Oh, so maybe he's talking about the genie, huh?
I don't think he is, but maybe just thrown in there.
Oh, it's just like a possibility. All right, here we go. Oh, yeah, by the way, your mom said she lost was a half inch or an inch. She said she was getting shorter.
Shorter.
Ain't that cool? Now you're taller than her? You should go up there and buck up to her like that. Say, what you think of this, Ma? I'm taller than you.
Uh-oh. Nope.
You think she heard that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we're in trouble. All right, let's get to the song.
Thank you.
Yeah. Kara messed up my Rubik's Cube.
I can't do those.
So, Angling is pretty good at music, right?
Yep.
Yeah, close, that's probably hands. Why Angling's usually the one that wins the mystery song. So, we'll have to try to be sneakier in the future in order to ensure that that ain't the case, right?
Right.
Anyway, so we do got a mystery song this afternoon, so or this morning, or whatever it is in your time zone. Tell them what they get if they don't guess it.
Nothing.
You get nothing. Good day, sir. You lose. But if you do happen to guess the mystery song, then you get an all-expense trip paid to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. That's pretty cool.
That sounds good.
Yeah. Well, you and I, because we already know the answer, we get all the snacks we want. What do you think of that?
Sounds even better.
Yeah, so that's that. You all just have to deal with those repercussions or whatever. Man, blast it. What's going on here? Anyway. So, where are we going to from there?
We're going to Bleed the Freak by Alice in Chains.
Bleed the Freak? I think we had this conversation before.
I think so.
What? What's it mean to bleed the freak?
To him, it's just personal stuff going on.
Yeah.
In his life at the moment.
Sounds like a tough life, if you ask me. Anyway, so I guess let's get on to the song. Is it a good song?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. I will get this cube done.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just, like, wasn't really all into that tune.
Oh, I love that song.
That's cool. I guess you got to be, like, you got to stay focused from start to finish. You ever
done
that?
They got that cool bouncy sounding guitar going on in there. And
yeah, well, there were some cool things. Does that last song, though, sound like they had a wah-wah pedal in it?
Yeah.
Those are pretty cool. I'll have to get another one. I used to have one. Anyway, so, now what?
Now we're going to do Wake Up by Mad Season.
Wake up. I need to wake up. I'm about tired.
Me too, but this song's not going to do it.
This song ain't going to wake you up? It's going to put you to sleep?
Probably.
So why would they name the song Wake Up? Why don't they put like Major Snoozer on it? Is it going to put us to sleep?
It's slow. But it's good.
Wake up! That's probably why they said you're going to have to wake up. All right, let's try it.
Dizzy and weak.
a strange urge to take a nap during that whole thing, you know?
No, wake up.
And then you were trying to hit me with a doggone book, which reminded me of the time whenever I was sleeping on the couch and Jessica, my other daughter, sitting like standing at the edge of the couch. I felt like somebody hit me while I was asleep. And every time that happened, she was standing at the edge of the couch. And she's like, oh, it's just a coincidence. I just happened to be here. Now you're also saying you was putting chips in my mouth because I'd chew them.
Well.
You ain't supposed to torment the old folks while they're trying to take a nap.
I mean, you didn't know the difference, though, so it's okay.
What else did they do? Oh, yeah, they painted my fingernails one time, my toenails.
Yeah.
How rude. Anyway, there will be retaliation someday when you least expect it. So, with that said, where are we going?
This next one is the last one before the mystery song.
Yeah.
And it's Tornado of Souls by Megadeth.
That sounds weird. Like, I can just visualize a tornado with a bunch of souls flying around in it. Wouldn't that be weird?
Yeah.
Yeah, like creepy or something.
Like the tornado is the souls, or there's just a
There's a whole bunch of souls, and it's like in a tornado, and they're coming around to get yours on the way by. You're standing there, and suddenly you ain't got a soul. And you're just looking at somebody like, what just happened?
Nope.
Anyway, folks, this is not the mystery song. You'll know after this song right here, there'll be a little... a warning sign of telling you what you're going to get if you lose, which is what?
Nothing.
So what do they get if they win?
Free drinks and snacks from their own refrigerator.
Yeah, all expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. Now keep in mind, this is not the mystery song. This is Megadeth Torture of Tornado of Souls. I just said Torture of Souls.
I mean, it might be torture, but...
Well, it could be. That last song was torture. That put me asleep.
Oh,
didn't
you
really like
song.
That song?
Yep.
Oh. All right, so here we go. Stay tuned. Don't miss your chance to win an all-expense trip to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. All right, this isn't the mystery song, so don't start throwing it out. All right, here we go.
I'm
and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Yeah, good day, sir. That's what you're going to get if you don't guess this next song, the song title and the artist and such. So, with that said, it's the time y'all been waiting for, the mystery song number 20 here. That's 20 mystery songs so far. I wonder how many people guessed all of them. None. So you get nothing. But if you guess this one right here, you get an all-expense trip paid to your refrigerator for drinks and snacks. So good luck with it. Here you go, folks.
After.